Go over to Genesis chapter 1. If you need a Bible, raise your hand. Us just do have some Bibles. Amen. Oh, by the way, how did you enjoy Todd on our praise and worship? Did you enjoy him? Amen. Well, you can show him how much you enjoyed him by buying his CD. let me say it like this. Take a little of Todd home with you, if you will. Praise the Lord. Todd Delaney is really, really anointed of God. And he has his CDs up there in the hall area. So bless him. Praise God. Okay. I'd like to say that we are still in the process of receiving for our CDC fund here, our Community Revitalization Fund. And we've got new envelopes. They're a little darker. We're going green, praise God. And this is an envelope that you're going to believe God for some things. Yeah. And let me just take a moment just to tell you how useful this is. True enough, we're believing God for money. We're believing God for $3 million. And I guess now we're probably getting on up around, I want to say close to maybe $500,000. And but you've been believing God for $1,000 to go in this envelope. Now we've sown seed as a church. And now we're just using you as a combine, as a reaper, as a person who is going to reap the harvest and help. But here's what it does when it passes through your hands. It purifies your heart. It purifies your heart. A lot of times people are not getting a harvest off of their seed because one of the requirements is that your soil be good. Your soil be good. And the first soil is in the heart. And if that heart is not pure, if you're looking to try to build something for yourself or whatever have you, a lot of things, you'll find that that process of sowing and reaping is hard to work. It just doesn't seem to work. And so this helps to purify your heart. It helps to make it so that when you get in a situation and you need a seed to be sown in your life, then God will manifest that harvest quickly for you and you can have it. So the way to get it started is practice on somebody else. I mean, praise God. Are you following what I'm saying? That somebody else can have this particular seed sown. So, amen. So this is wonderful. Let's look at Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. Okay. I'd like to say something today, but I'd like to say it in a way perhaps that you've not heard it before, but it's a way that will make it more real to you. All truth is parallel. All truth is parallel. Jesus taught in something called parables. And pretty much what they were are that he was using natural examples, we call metaphors, to actually explain spiritual truths. Because people couldn't see in the spirit, but if they understood natural things, they could operate there. And that's what he did. And all truth is parallel. So when he's talking about something, he might say it's like a tree. We might say it's like this woman who lost a pearl or whatever. I'd like to read, yes, Genesis chapter 1, starting at verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So right there, God gave you dominion over creeps. No, I'm just kidding. That wasn't what I was trying to bring out. Okay, look at verse 27. Some of y'all could use that, though, praise the Lord. Look at verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now, this is where many times we've stopped, where God first gave man his image and his likeness. And then secondly, God gave man authority and dominion. So those two things, image and authority, are the things that God gave, passed on to mankind. But that wasn't the last part. The last part is found in the next verse. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. The word meat there translates in the Hebrew provision. Provision. Provision is what most people are looking for today. Jesus taught it in Matthew chapter 6. He said, don't be anxious about what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or what you shall put on. Let me add one today. Rent money, mortgage payment. He said, don't be anxious for these things. Because all these things do the Gentiles seek. But you just seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, they're going to be added to you. You see, you and I were never designed to bear the weight of our own provision. You and I were never designed to bear the weight of our own provision. God was to be our provider. Paul said it like this over in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God, the reason why he put my in there, because he knew him. You know, when you know God, you can talk about my God. My God won't let me down. My God is going to take care of me. My God is going to make sure I come back. My God, you know, my God. So in this, he said, behold, I have given to you every herb-bearing seed, and to you it shall be provision for meat. So let's go over. Now, he's given him now image, dominion or authority, and he's given him seed, those three things. Let's go over to Genesis chapter 8. This is after the flood of the earth. And now, here's Noah and his family are starting again, because God saved some seed. It was Noah and his family. If God had let it go get any worse in the earth, the seed would have been destroyed. And in the kingdom, a seed is all you need. I'll say it again. In the kingdom, a seed is all you need. If the devil ever leaves you with a seed, you got him whipped. I said, if he ever leaves you with a seed, you've got him whipped. Look what it said in verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall never cease. While the earth is here, it's going to be seed time and harvest. Question, is the earth still here? Yes. Amen. And then he gave you something to lock into your soul. He says, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. So if you see the sun come up in the morning, you know seed time's still working. Hey, come on. If you see cold weather, ooh, I don't like to even talk about that one. If you see summer and winter, then I'm saying, now, my point to you is he gave you something for a reference here, that if those things are still going on, then seed time and harvest are still going on. Say amen to that. So in this, God is the one who, once you sow a seed, he multiplies that seed. I said, once you sow the seed, he multiplies that seed. Let's go to Genesis chapter 26. And this is when now Abraham's son Isaac is now talked to by God. And he said in verse 1, and there was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went into Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, into Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, don't go down to Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell you of. Sojourn in this land, and I'm going to be with you. I will bless you. For unto thee and to thy seed will I give all these countries. And I'll perform the oath which I swear unto thy father, Abraham, thy father. And I'll make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. Glory to God. So who makes your seed to multiply? God. When you sow a seed, God makes it to multiply. Now, what was the condition of the place that they were at that time? What was the physical condition? It was a famine. There was no rain. But what did God say? I will multiply that seed. So you don't have to wait on a good economy to sow. You have to understand that God is going to multiply that seed. Look at verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year, how much? 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Now, why is this so key? Because God multiplies it big time. The smallest amount is 30-fold. And I'm telling you, what God does for you is he multiplies your seed sown. Now, why am I telling you this? Because in Mark chapter 4 and verse 14, it says this, the sower soweth the word. Say it with me again. The sower soweth the word. Now, why is that so important? Because this sower is you. And a sower that he's talking about is not a person who occasionally goes out into the front lawn and plants some flowers. That's not a sower. A sower that he's talking about here is a farmer, a person who makes their living by the seed that they sow. When I was a kid, my mom and dad used to take my brother and I and my sister down to my grandmother's house. She lived in Georgia, grandfather. They lived in Georgia and had a big farm. I hated it. I just kidding. No, the reason why I didn't like it, because they took me away from my friends. And we had to spend all summer down there. They just left it down there. So it was all right. It's all right, though. I've learned that it was the best thing that could have happened. Because I used to suck my finger when I went down there. When I came up and down there, no sucking the finger. My grandmoms, if I catch that in your finger one more time, William, I'm going to have to spank you. I said, okay. She caught it in there one more time. She said, okay, William, I told you. Now, if I catch that finger in your mouth, I said, no problem. So I got relaxed one more time. But that was the last time I relaxed. Last time I sucked my finger. Praise the Lord. You know, I wasn't talking about fingers now. I'm talking about sowing seed. But that thing just came back to me. My grandmama taught me some. I'm telling you, they taught me down there. But anyway, so he was a farmer. And he had, you know, tractors and combines and so forth. But he would go out and sow. There was a planting season. And he'd even take the best watermelon seeds and put them up in a place. I remember this screen thing had all these watermelon seeds in it. But he would take some of the best watermelons and take the seeds out of them rather than the ones that didn't come out too good. Because each time he was perfecting this harvest. Ooh, I remember it. I'm telling you, I learned some things. So anyway, my point to you is that if he didn't sow, he was a farmer now. This is the way he lived. So he takes some, feeds some to the family. He sow some and save some. You got what I'm saying? He sell some and save some. So he would sell it to market, and that's where he'd make the money and so forth. And he'd buy all the equipment and buy more seed and so forth like that. But he did it for a living. Can I say it like that? Meaning that if he didn't sow and grow anything, he couldn't eat. Sowing and reaping was Adam's system. He didn't have what we have today, buying and selling. He had to live by what he sowed. Now, even though you go to the job is not your source. Are you following what I'm saying? It's not your source. That's your seed bin. See, you're going to sow from that because that's not going to pay off the house. But you're trying to get that which can pay off the house so you can do something for somebody else. Isn't that wonderful? So sowing and reaping should eventually get to be a lifestyle with the believer. You're not one that goes out every now and then and plants a little garden. You're one that actually sows for a lifestyle. Praise God. And if you want to really sow good, listen to the Holy Ghost. He'll tell you exactly where to sow and you know what I mean? All of that. So anyway, so that. Let's go to 2 Corinthians, please, in chapter 9, verse 6. Boy, I tell you, I learned some good things down there. I used to, and they take me fishing. I went through that fishing pole, never forget it. Put that fishing pole in that water, and I felt something on there. I yanked that thing back up. A big turtle came back up. Oh, God, Mama, I'm being attacked. Tell you, man, that was a terrible experience. But they taught me a whole lot. Say amen to that. I was a city boy at that time, you know. Damn. Okay. But I think that's why I don't like fishing today. Okay. Got to get that program not out. Amen. I fish for men today. Preach the soul. Praise, yeah. Amen. All right, but anyway, so look at this. This is verse 6. But this I say, he who soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. He who soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. Every man is according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly nor of necessity, for God loveth what kind of giver? Cheerful giver. See, if you know something's coming back, you're cheerful. For God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that all you having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Next verse, please. He said, it is written, he is dispersed abroad, he's given to the poor, his righteousness remaining forever. Verse 10. Now he that ministers seed to the sower both ministers bread for your food and will what? Multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. So God is a multiplier. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7 says this. He said, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Verse 8 says, if you put it up on the board, please. Amen. You know you can't go to sleep on BW. You got to stay alert. Galatians 6, verse 8, please. Okay. Over in Galatians chapter 6, verse 8, it says, for he that... Okay, 18. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, and he that soweth to the Spirit shall... I'm getting better. Say, I'm getting better. Y'all better give me... Come on now, give me some props while I'm getting better. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life everlasting. Next verse. And let us not be weary in what? Well doing. For in due season we shall reap. We came for. I believe some of you have been sowing seed, and I came to announce your due season has come. Praise God. Give the Lord a praise. Prepare your tithes and your offering. Would you? Amen. see here. Let me get my stuff here. All right. Praise God.